to another episode of Love the Talking Talk with Heroes Radio. Talk Show. Oh, I messed it. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes Talk Show program. I am Bob Calvert, your host for this program. I am also the founder of Talking with Heroes. For those of you listening for the very first time, we've been on the air now for almost 11 years. December 5th, this year, 2016, will be 11 years. But six of those years were spent going back and forth to Iraq and Afghanistan and Kuwait, going out on missions with the troops, documenting on video what they were doing there to help people. And that took us out to villages, interviewing a lot of local people in both countries. It's an amazing experience. And what's interesting, with no advertising dollars available, we are close to 400,000 who are watched one or more of these videos on our YouTube page. What's even amazing to me more is that it's increasing every month. We're going around 2,000 to 3,000 a month right now, and my last trip over there was late 2011. So people are really interested in knowing what our men and women did over there and how they help people. And so we're really excited about that. But for the last 2 years, I've been involved in a collaborative effort with an alliance called R4 Alliance, www.4alliance.org. And when I first got called by them, they had 19 members, mostly involved in nonprofits with recreational therapy. And last I heard, recently, they have 76. And some of these organizations have hundreds of chapters across the country. So that's usually what we do here on our Thursday night program with R4 Alliance. But, you know, we're not going to be doing much different here tonight. What we're going to be doing tonight, though, is talking to a lady named Rosalinda Morey, and she is a director of applied research and analytics at an organization abbreviated IVMF, which is Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. We're also going to be talking with 25-year Air Force veteran Mike Kelly, and Mike is with USAA. I'm sure everybody's heard of USAA. He's with the military advocacy at USAA on their military affairs team. So we're going to hear a little bit from each one of them, what they're involved with, and then we're going to talk my favorite subject the last 2 years of R4 Alliance, collaborating. So, Rosie, let's start with you. Welcome to the program, and if you could tell a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So I'm director of research with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. I'm actually from San Antonio, so being from San Antonio, always involved near military installations, always doing work with the military. When I moved to Syracuse, I was missing that. We have a big military installation at Fort Drum, but I was very fortunate to be joining this institute that's really dedicated to veterans and military families. So
that's great. Yeah, I see you have quite a lot of prior experience working with military. By the way, my brother is stationed at Fort Sam Houston, so I'm familiar with San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've worked with Fort Sam Houston, Randolph Air Force Base, Lackland, you name it. I've probably been part on numerous different jobs and research.
Okay, let me introduce Mike real quick, and then we're going to come back to you, Rosie, to talk about IVMF, okay? Mike, I want to welcome you to the program. Thank you for your service to our country. And if you could start out, tell a little bit about your service.
Absolutely. Thanks for allowing us to be on the air tonight. A great opportunity for us to share our passion for hiring veterans and military spouses into corporate America. I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran, as you mentioned. Spent most of my time working in corporate communications and public relations areas. And now at USAA, I'm responsible for our enterprise veteran hiring initiatives. So we work very hard at USAA to bring veterans and spouses into our workforce and are very passionate about helping them find meaningful careers after they separate from the military.
That's really good to hear that, Mike. That last week we had an officer from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, same subject, talking about hiring veterans. And I love every time I hear another company that's doing that. It's really good. Okay, so let's do this. Rosie, could you start, tell people a little bit about the Institute for Veterans and Military Families there at Syracuse University? What do you all do?
Yeah, actually, so we're an interdisciplinary institute that's situated in higher education. You know, we're focused on the social, economic, education, and policy issues that really impact veterans and their families. And it's through our programming, our research and policy, our employment employer support, and our community engagement that we're able to provide this in-depth analysis of the challenges that are facing veterans and their families.
Okay, and so you're focused then on higher education, right?
Well, we're situated in higher education. I think the great part is that we're not affiliated with any particular school. We're a standalone institute. So really can focus on a variety of different factors. One of them is employment, and it's really what brought, I think, USA and Institute for Veterans and Military Families together, really focused on this employment initiative that's focusing on bettering and making sure that transitioning service members have a smoother transition.
Okay. Mike, talk a little bit about USAA and your military program, and then we'll talk about how you're both collaborating.
Yes, I mean, we're very excited to partner with IVMF. They have such a strong reputation in this space. And really what we're trying to deliver is on the promise of answering what makes a veteran successful in the workplace. It's really a shared responsibility between the employer and the employee, the veteran transitioning or the military spouse. So we really want to ultimately deliver through this research helpful, actionable research that improves veteran employment, military spouse employment, and then retention in the workplace. We know as USAA, we can't hire all the veterans and spouses that need jobs. There's approximately 250,000 veterans that will transition out of the military every single year. So we know that we're stronger together working with other corporations. So we're focused on helping other organizations recognize the value of veterans and military spouses, and this research really delivers actionable items for them to focus on, not just the employer, but the potential employee, the veteran.
Okay, and how do you both collaborate together?
Well, let me take that. Actually, the best way to collaborate is focus on where the gaps are, right? So IVMF has really helped us focus attention on this issue, and it's really a shared responsibility, as I mentioned. We've kind of flipped the model. You know, there's always a plentiful supply, as I mentioned, 250,000 veterans and spouses transitioning every single year. But if there's no demand for them, they're not going to find the jobs they need. So really our passion and IVMF's passion is to help create interest in and passion in supporting those careers for military veterans and spouses.
Rosie, you want to jump in?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that Mike just exactly discussed that. I think initially, you know, I've been doing veteran employment research for a good number of years. And I think initially, you know, 5 years ago, unemployment was high. It was really about getting jobs, jobs, jobs. But now it's not just getting the job. It's really about finding the right career. And what we've done with USAA is really launched a series of, you know, these workforce readiness papers, really focusing on what that means, what employers can do. This last one that we talked about or that we just released is really about the data behind it. What are the key factors? What does it mean to be workforce readiness or workforce ready? You know, so we're really through a series of research papers and efforts really tackling on this concept of workforce readiness alignment. Because what in this last paper that we just released, what it shows is that the ones that are aligned stay in the job longer, and that's good for the employer, and they actually make more money, and that's good for the veteran. At the end of the day, it's all about improving the lives of our veterans and military families.
And I'd like to add to that, Bob, if I could.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the important things is to recognize that a lot of these veterans don't necessarily want to do the same thing that they're doing in the military, right? So if you're a tank mechanic, you may not want to be a tank mechanic when you get out of the military. So the key focus of this research, and not just this one paper, but all of the papers that we're focused on, is to help them understand that they have a responsibility to figure out what it is that they want to do. Align their new career with something that they're passionate about, something that they're interested in, something that will help them to stay in that particular space rather than realize, oh, this really isn't what I want to do. I'm going to move on to something else. So we really want to help provide success in this space for the veterans that are making that transition.
And I think to add to that, too, preparation is really key to this as well. You know, if you know that you don't want to continue doing what you did in your military, you know, the sooner that you prepare for it, the better. I mean, there's, you know, you have a lucrative education package out there. Maybe you should start using that to align yourself to where you actually want to be. There's numerous programs. You know, we have one at the Institute for Veterans on Entrepreneurship. So if you want to start a career in entrepreneurship, utilize those resources. And I have to say, the best thing is networking. Talk to people that have successfully transitioned. I mean, that again, the sooner that you prepare before you transition out of the military, the sooner you'll be in the job that you want to be in, and you'll be making more money. So,
you mentioned about an entrepreneurship program. Would that by any chance be a collaboration effort that you have with St. Joseph University?
Actually, it is. It's part of, we have the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans for Disabilities. It is, we have one program at Syracuse, but it, through that that program, it's actually held at a consortium of different universities, one being at St. Joe's. We have another one at Texas A&M, at UCLA, at LSU, at Florida State, at Cornell, all really focused at dedicating at providing the tools, the resources of starting and growing their own businesses.
Yeah, I asked that because we had Ralph Galati on a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and he had mentioned about IVMF. You know him. He's a POW. Right, great. It's neat to see how people are really working together, and I really like that.
Absolutely.
Mike,
I mean,
go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Well, no, I was going to say that the path, it doesn't always have to be direct to a career or with an employer. It could be a number of things. But the, I guess this goes back to what I was saying, that the sooner you start preparing for that, knowing, maybe aligning yourself to what you actually want to do, the better off. I think that really is key.
Yeah, and that's been my personal experience, too. When I transitioned out of the military in 2002, I have a very transferable job, right, working in public relations. There is certainly a need for that in the civilian workforce. So I was able to move into a defense contractor position very quickly. It allowed me to provide for my family, focus on financial readiness, but that I knew that that wasn't essentially what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I was able to be in a job, bring home the bacon, if you will, take care of my family, and look for that opportunity that really allowed me to follow my passions, to continue to serve the military community. And joining the USAA family was perfect for me because I'm still able to serve that military community, and especially now in our work with IVMF, to help other veterans find those meaningful careers that they're seeking.
You know, one of the things I've noticed over the last few years is there's so many veterans like you, Mike, helping other veterans. And I was reading about your military affairs team. You have quite a few veterans working together, right, at USAA?
Absolutely. We're actually pretty unique in that sense. We have about 60 employees at USAA that work in military affairs. We have a combined military experience level of more than 1,400 years. So we are able to take that experience and that passion and that desire to continue to serve and turn it back to the military community and work with organizations like IVMF to make a difference.
That's great. So let's say there's some military or veterans listening right now. I mean, I can mention some I could in some of my family, you know, that are out. They're in college. I have a brother that's going to be getting out pretty soon. He's a commander right now. And they're hearing this. How would they contact you all?
I'm going to let Rosie answer that one, to drive them to the website. I think that's a good resource.
Mike, can you hear Rosie okay?
I am not hearing her, so she's breaking up quite a bit. So what I think she might be saying is to go to the Syracuse website. If you go to syr.edu or you Google workforce readiness, I can't recall the website off the top of my head, you'll find all three of the first research papers. And really the great thing, as you mentioned, the recommendations that are out there, we have recommendations for employers. And like, was it your brother or your cousin you said that's separating soon? There are recommendations for those veteran job seekers as well.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I have the website in front of me.
I'm
why don't
sorry.
You get it, Rosie?
No, actually, Mike did a great job. He mentioned the website. He mentioned the papers. You know, on our papers, like Mike said, we have a variety of different resources, both for the veterans as well as for employers as well. I think that, you know, I think USA has it together. There's some employers out there that don't even know where to begin. There's actually resources out for them as well, and we have recommendations and resources listed in all three papers for them.
So I was looking at a website here I have. It says vets, HTTP, vets.syr.edu. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then,
and
just
then
put
you
a
go
slash
on,
there and workforce.
Yeah, if you go slash workforce readiness, let's do work. I'm going to do it with you. Workforce readiness. It should auto-direct you right to the series of papers that we have already published together on this particular topic.
Good. That's excellent. Now, both of your organizations are also on many social media pages that people could connect with you too, right?
Absolutely, yes. Facebook, Twitter, all of those opportunities. In fact, we have a career website. If you just go to usaa.com/careers, those who are interested in working with USAA can find opportunities there. But one of the other things that we focus on are really providing resources for those transitioning service members. And we've created an interactive checklist, if you will. So if someone comes to the USAA.com website, they're able to create a profile, tell us when you're separating from the military, and we'll deliver you an action plan. We'll deliver you a checklist that says, okay, you're 18 months out from retiring from the military or separating from the military. Here are the things that you should be doing. And we'll actually send reminders to them. Hey, you should have done this by now. So there are, like Rosie said, there are tremendous resources out there for service members that are transitioning. And to be quite honest, if you're struggling, one of the best places to go to is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Hiring Your Heroes website. There are resources there that pull in from a lot of different areas, and it's a one single source where folks can go to get help.
Right, and that's hiringourheroes.org.
Yes, absolutely. And that's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I had the privilege of interviewing an Afghan veteran there in their office in D.C. after one of my trips overseas. It was quite interesting to see what they're doing over there. And it's so big. They do job fairs across the country every year.
Absolutely. And really, we love working with partners like Hiring Heroes and IVMF to bring those resources to veterans, because it is challenging. I mean, where do you start? And a lot of times you just need one place to start, and then you kind of start to follow the trail of information and resources. And I think that veterans today are much better resourced than I was in 2002 when I separated from the military. There have been a significant amount of corporations and companies across the United States that have really focused on this. So if you're struggling, you shouldn't be struggling. There are lots of resources out there to help folks.
Rosie, do you want to add to that?
No, I mean, exactly. Mike has said it so great. Yeah, I mean, that is really the purpose of these papers. I know that there's sometimes too many resources out there. I've heard it through talking to people, sometimes information overload. I think that what we try to do with these papers is kind of condensed it in some form of digestible format. The interactive tool that USAA has is a wonderful starting point, too. It really is. It allows so many resources, information out there, kind of in a digestible form, so you can start even step one or step two, but at least start somewhere.
Absolutely, and if I could, actually page 25 of the report are recommendations, and there's a column for recommendations for employers, recommendations
right.
for veteran job seekers. So you've got like 10 points on that page, one single page that tells you exactly what you need to be doing. So I would encourage folks to go out there, look at this paper, look at actually all of the research papers that we've partnered with IVMF on, because there is significant, valuable information for them in that research.
Which website address would they go to find these papers? Your USAA.com/careers?
No, Rosie, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's the vets.syr.edu/workforce readiness.
Readiness, got it. I'll make sure I add that to the talk show page.
Absolutely, thank you.
Oh, sure, thank you for what you're all doing. That's great. So now, USAA, obviously I watched commercials, so you have a big company. Why don't you just talk a little bit about what you offer?
Well, you know, we are a company, $27 billion in revenue. We have about 30,000 employees in about six different locations. And our passion is really hiring veterans and military spouses. We serve a military community of almost 12 million members. So who better to take care of our members than people who have walked in their shoes and walked in their footsteps? So we hire veterans and military spouses. 30% of all USAA's new hires every single year are veterans and military spouses. So that translates to 2006, when we really started keeping track of these numbers, more than 11,000 veterans and spouses that USAA has hired. So it's part of who we are. It's in our DNA. We were founded by military members to serve military members. So that's really who we are. So this is easy for us because we recognize the value. Our passion is really helping inspire other companies to recognize the value of veterans and military spouses and what they bring to their workforce.
So I have a question here, Mike. Hearing what you just said, I think my daughter would want me to ask this. She's not just she's a veteran, but she's also a military spouse. So do you hire people in just the cities where you have offices, or do you have some working at their homes? How's that work?
Well, we have a lot of employees working from their homes. What we traditionally do is hire them into the company in areas where we have a presence. So we are operating in the Norfolk, Chesapeake area, Tampa, San Antonio, Colorado Springs, and Phoenix. What we normally do is hire veterans and spouses into the company, but if they are a military spouse and let's say their husband PCSs across the country, whether it's to a location where we are or if it's where we're not, we will keep that employee on board and we'll set them up as a remote employee at the other end. So we're committed to those spouses that we hire. We're committed to keeping them once we bring them on board.
Interesting. We're in Colorado Springs.
There you go. So,
yep.
So actually, if your daughter's interested, send her to USA.com.
Well, my daughter and her
careers.
Husband. Okay. Have her go right there. /careers. Okay. My son-in-law is a 2-time Iraq veteran, but they're both veterans. Okay, great. I will definitely, obviously, I always tell them, hey, you got to listen to the program. but they give them this website address, too. I appreciate that.
You are absolutely very welcome.
Well, I think it's great what you're all doing, and to be hiring that many vets and just be doing it year after year, I really thank you for that on behalf of all of the men and women who have served. That's really good. And, you know, there's probably quite a few that you know, have served for quite a while. Maybe now they're thinking that coming out of the military. I know some of them myself. So this is good information for them to have, definitely.
Yeah, and I would just encourage them. There is life after the military. I'm a perfect example of that. You know, just because you serve your country, whether it's 4 years or 25 years, there is opportunity there for you to continue to contribute and take care of your families.
Absolutely. So I always like to not end a program without giving our guest, and I'm going to do the same thing at the end too, an opportunity to give a shout out to our troops. You know, we have a lot of troops still deployed in many different areas. Would you like to give a shout out to them, both of you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You first, Rosie.
All right. I mean, thank you for all that you do. That's, I mean, I can't really express how grateful I am for everything that you're doing for us, and I hope that I can continue serving you when you return home.
And I would say thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for all that you do to keep us safe and secure and free. I know it's not easy. I've been in your shoes, and I know the challenges that you face, whether you're separated from your family, whether you're being shot at and in harm's way. We appreciate you, and we appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, both of you. Well, anything else you'd like to share with people before we go?
I'd just like to say, for those of you who are listening that are transitioning out of the military, this is an exciting time. Don't let this stress you out. There are lots of resources for you to tap into, and there are companies like USAA, nonprofits like the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, who are passionate about serving you. So take your time, take a deep breath, and dive in. There's lots of opportunity out there for you.
Absolutely. And if you don't know where to start, give us a call.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for what you're doing. You know, Mike, you served in the military. You're still serving. Rosie, you're serving. And thank you so much. We really appreciate everything you're doing. And hopefully I'll be able to do more to help you all down the road.
Thank you, Bob. And thanks for the attention that you're focusing on for our military service members and their families. You've done a great job.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, it's an honor to be able to do it every day. I thank God I have another day to do something, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, folks, you've been listening to Rosie, Rosa Linda Mori. She's a researcher with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. Sorry about that. At Syracuse University. Its website to go look at is http://vets.syr.edu/workforce readiness. And then with Mike Kelly, U.S. United States Air Force veteran, 25 years. He is with the military advocacy at USAA. And you can find out about their career opportunities and what they're doing at usaa.com/careers. So I want to thank you all for listening. Before we end the program, I also I'd like to give a shout-out. I want to thank all of our veterans, first responders, and your families for serving our country. Thank you to all of our active-duty military and families and for serving our country. And for those of you who may be in an area of the world where you might be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert, God bless you, and we look forward to you coming home real soon.